Hi, hello, and welcome to A Sure Thing. It was cold, it was raining, and it was overcast for the last couple of days here in Cape Town. In fact, we've been battered by storms for the last 48 hours, and finally, there's a bit of sunshine. This cold front is now slowly but surely starting to move its way inland, but in its wake, it's still leaving behind some intermittent drizzles and very cold conditions. Trust you well, you're keeping warm under the circumstances. Unless, of course, you're fortunate enough already to be in KZN, where all the festivities are happening in the build-up to Africa's greatest horse race. We're now just 1 week away from the 2025 renewal of the Hollywood Bets Durban July. Hope you've been tipping your friends and family the right one, because there's nothing better than having the bragging rights if you pick the horse that unsaddles in the number one box after the running of the Hollywood Bets Durban July. Now this weekend, we need to make a few rand. We've got standalone meetings, one on Sunday in the capital of KZN, where racing will be at Hollywood Bet Scottsville, and on Saturday, we are racing on the Highfields, racing on the Standside track at Turfentine, where there are 9 races on the card, and the first gets underway at 11:50. I thought a punter-friendly card. Very few favourites that I'm going to be going against on this programme. Just checked the Antipost mere betting before starting to pre-record the show, and a lot of the horses that I've picked are literally at the top of the bookmakers' betting boards. I do think the cream will rise to the top on Saturday, and there's every chance to believe that somebody could walk off with the jackpot in the Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge. It's a free entry. Put your selections through. Make sure it's on 5 minutes prior than the advertised starting time of the first. Spend the $50 on the bet slip. Put yourself in line for the big, double, life-changing jackpot that will be on offer. For those of us that are going to be getting involved in the weekend and we need some money in the account, let me just tell you that Hollywood Bets between now and the 6th of July is offering a 15% bonus on all deposits up to 30,000 rand. So that's extra cash that we will have to play with and build that kitty for next Saturday, when there's lots of bidding opportunities, but I'll tell you more about that when we get to preview that particular meeting. Right now, we've got to get through this Turfentine card, with the first race off at 11:50, a maiden juvenile plate, where 13 fillies will line up at the 11:60 metre mark, and I'm not going to be going against the favourite in the first. I'm siding with number 9, Stone of Scone, this one from the stable of Roy Magna. I definitely like the way that this horse showed improvement from first 2 second start. That was over the course and distance, and despite hanging over the final 200, was running on nicely in the closing stages. And that tells me that with any amount of further natural progress to come, should find itself in the winner's enclosure, particularly with the jockey booking of Gavin Lorena. So I'm going 9, Stone of Scone, to win it, ahead of number 12, Winter Bell. For third, I'm going with 3, Chantilly Dream, and fourth, number 8, Sistership. 12:25 is the off-time race 2. It's the opening leg of the Bipot. A maiden juvenile plate where 9 runners will line up at the 11:60 metre mark. Here, number 8 detailed forecast is at 1.33. Number 4, Jabari Timber, is at 2.27:1. Number 3, Gavius Maximus, at 2.5:1. 8.33:1, and upwards the others. Quite a few first-timers here, and 2 of them are very fancied, but I'm going with the favourite, number 8, detail forecast. Hard to look past this one because that was a fair debut effort when taking on winners over the course and distance first time out. With that run under the belt, would have made plenty of natural improvement. Was green, showed pace, far no extra late, and I do think that this time round, Kellen Murray will know exactly what to do with 8, detail forecast. And I do think that with any amount of improvement still to come, rates the horse to beat, and coupled with the fact that this happens to be Mike and Matthew de Kock's only run on the day, they could end up with 100% strike rate. So I'm going 8, detail forecast, ahead of 7, The Last Duke, 5, Jikelele, and 8, and number 9, Sassy Lassie. Third race, first leg of the PA. You need to be on by 1 o'clock. Hard to look past this odds-on favourite here. Number 10, Fiery Rose, who is deep in the red at 4-10 on HollywoodBets.net. And the only other runner in single figures is number 9, Titan of the Turf, from the Tony Peter Yard with Craig Zaki on board at 2-1. It's 16-1, bar those two. Hard to look past Mark Hahn's runner number 4, Fiery Rose. Runner-up in both starts to date. She was in touch, showed toe from the get-go in both starts and ended up being second best on both occasions. Here she gets a 2.5 kilos sex allowance. She's taking on the boys, and I do think she'll give them a good run for their money. Jared Penny knows her well. Third time of asking, I do think she'll go one better. So I'm going 10 Fiery Rose to beat number 1 Jabberwocky. For third, I'm going 3 Green Cherry. And fourth, number 9 Titan of the Turf. Pick 6 starts, race 4, 13:35. Here's the off time of race 4. A maiden plate for fillies with 13 runners will line up at the 11:60 metre mark. This is one of those races where you could probably make a case for at least 3 or 4 of them and then keep fingers crossed that you've picked the correct ones. 13 Wise Counsel from 2-1 has gone 2.27-1. Number 10 Season's Greetings at 3.03-1. 5.56 Number 7 Master's Lady, so too. 11 Surreal Song, and it's 10-1 and upwards bar those. I'm squarely in the camp of the second favourite as my first choice selection, number 10 Season's Greetings. Showed good improvement from first to second start. That's the kind of horse, you know, that I always like to go for. She raced from just off the pace and was staying on nicely in the closing stages. That was over the course and distance. The horse that finished just ahead of her has come out and franked that form line, so that has given that form line a boost. Good to see that Gavin Lorena retains the ride, and I do think she's got strong claims of taking the lion's share of the prize money. So I'm going number 10 Season's Greetings to win it, ahead of number 13 Wise Counsel, 3 Lilac Snow, and 7 Master's Lady. 14:10 is when you need to be on if you are going to be getting involved in the jackpot, the first jackpot on the card, a merit-rated 102 handicap, where 8 runners will line up at the 1,000-metre mark. And funnily enough, if you're not going to go short, you're probably going to have to go field, because with the exception probably of 7 and 8, you can make a case for all of 1 to 6 in this, the fifth race on the card. So, where do I go? I'm going with a horse that certainly owes me. I went for this horse last time out, and I'm, of course, referring to number 4, Rodeo Drive. That was when Rodeo Drive went to Durban. Sean Terry and Craig Zaki, they team up here. This horse also drops back in trip to 1,000 metres. But last time out, this horse over-raced and returned not striding out. It was very, very costly to follow that day because Rodeo Drive shortened from 18 to 10 into 12 to 10. This horse owes me. This horse needs to make amends. And I do think we'll strip footer second run after rest. So I'm going for Rodeo Drive to win it, ahead of 6 Chieftain, 5 One Fell Swoop, and 2 Sheldon. 6 race on the programme is the first leg of the second jackpot. And this is also one of those races where you could make a case for more than 2 or 3 of them, especially if you're going to look beyond the obvious choices. 8 Raffa Boy, 2.5-1. 7 Hemisphere, 3.03-1. 2 Bourbon Reserve, 3.75-1. 5.56, 3 Ozenker, 6.67, and upwards bar those. I'm going to side with a favourite here, this one from the Tony Peter Yard, number 8, Raffa Boy. Now, when it made its debut for the stable, jumped inward, then raced up with a pace, but just got outrun in the closing stages to be beaten 1.35 lengths by the winner. Good to see Gavin Lorena has been booked to ride number 8, Raffa's Boy. Would have come on with the benefit of that one under the belt. Should strip a whole lot fitter second run after rest. So I'm going 8 Raffa's Boy Bay to win it, ahead of number 7 Hemisphere. For third, I'm going 4 John Wick, and fourth number 6 Halcyon. Seventh race on the programme is a merit rated 99 handicap to be run over 1400 metres, and 8 fillies will line up in the seventh race on the programme. Another one of those races where you could probably make a case for at least 3 or 4 of them, particularly with the favourite number 2, Sita, already on the ease in the betting, from 2-1 has now gone 2.27-1. And I can see why the market is cold on this one, picked up a £7 penalty for that 2.5 length victory. Number 4, Miss Hannigan, is at 3.33 to 1. Number 8, Glamorous Lady, 3.75 to 1. Wild Ambition is at 5 to 1, and at 6 to 1 and upwards bar those. I see Glamorous Lady and Miss Hannigan. These two are also renewing rivalry now that we are looking past number 2, Sita. We need to find one of them that we can go with. Glamorous Lady finished, what, 2 lengths behind the winner. And Miss Hannigan finished 2.5 lengths behind the winner. So there's half a kilo in it, except that Miss Hannigan is 1.5 kilos bit off at the weights, with number 8, Glamorous Lady. And Miss Hannigan also likes to race up handy. She'll be staying on at the business end of affairs. So that's who I'm going with. Samango Kamalo's ride. Number 4, Miss Hannigan, to beat number 8, Glamorous Lady. 2-seater, 1, Francine. 8th race, penultimate on the programme. A merit-rated 80 handicap, fillies and mares, and 11 of them will line up at the 1,400-metre mark. Again, it's one of those races where they are priced up pretty closely on top of each other. Number 2, Princess Ilaria, is at 2-1. 7, Quantum, at 2.86-1. 8, Cape Saffron, is at 4-1. A missed one, number 1, Boom Boom, at 3.3-1. And it's 5-1 and upwards the others. Where am I going? I'm going with number 2, Princess Ilaria, as my first choice selection. This horse has been runner-up in its last 2 starts. That last run, I thought, really caught the eye. I actually went to go and watch it again. This horse was challenging very strongly in the run down to the wire and literally got beaten close home when it had to settle for second last time out. Found one just too good on the day. Now jumps from pole position. Will have the run of the race. Good to see Gavin Lorena retaining the ride on number 2, Princess Ilaria. And I do think can bounce back to winning ways and be rewarded for consistency. So I'm going 2, Princess Ilaria, to beat 1, Boom Boom, 7, Quantum, and 9, Devilish Gorgeous. On to race number 9. Merit rated 70 handicap, 12 runners to line up at the 1160-metre mark. Wide open affair, not an easy end to the day. Number 7, Farlow Millions. From 2.86 is coming to 2.5 to 1. I can see why I was just touched off last time out. Then you can get 3.57 to 1 about number 1 ensuing. Not beaten, far off, and does come in here with a very, very heavyweight, not for me, ensuing. I like the look of number 6, Price Platinum. Currently 6.67 to 1. And when I went through all of them, I see that this horse is renewing rivalry with number 11, Brechart. Now, Brechart last time out finished 3rd, beaten 0.65 lengths by the winner. Price Platinum finished 2 lengths behind the winner in that same race. So what's that, 1.35 lengths difference? However, 6 Price Platinum is 5.5 kilos bit off at the weights. We'll be up with the pace from the get-go. Ideally, course and distance suit it. And I do think she'll definitely be staying on where it matters most. She may even kick away at the right time and say, come and catch me if you can, if she gets to the front. So I'm going 6 Price Platinum to beat number 11, Brehart. 3rd, I'm going 7 Farlow Millions. And 4th, number 1 ensuing. And that's it for our Turfantine race meeting on Saturday, the 28th of June. Trust the cream will rise to the top. That you'll find the winners, you'll bull the kitty for the Hollywood Bets Durban July meeting that's now just 1 week away. Get involved in the office sweepstakes, go and attend the panel discussions, see where you can get added value when they do the card calls. In the meantime, find the winner. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.